Welcome to the Moms Grind Tool podcast, hosted by your girl, Courtney Shanae. Here we celebrate women who are choosing to become the version of themselves that they dream of being, despite the curveballs that life tends to throw at times. We'll be discussing topics like motherhood, relationships, entrepreneurship, and so much more. So be sure to tune in weekly for new episodes. If you're new here, hey sis, if you love it here, please leave us a review and tell a friend about the show. I hope you are as excited as I am for today's episode. So let's dive right in. Morning, sis. Happy Friday. I hope y'all day is going great so far. And I know y'all been like, girl, where you been? And y'all, these last 2 weeks has been a struggle and it is totally my fault. You want to know why? Because I didn't do what I was supposed to. And I'm going to let y'all know what happened. So on the week of July, for those of you who don't know, I am a full-time hairstylist. So that is what I do most of the time outside of Mom's Grind 2. And 4th of July was a busy week for me. And instead of me planning ahead and recording the last two podcast episodes of the season, your girl did not do it, and it definitely came back to bite me in the behind, because not only that was I not able to record the podcast episode before July 4th, which was the day we actually celebrated Juneteenth, and I call myself giving myself grace, because you know what, it's a holiday, we are taking a day off, so I'm gonna sit back, relax, and enjoy myself. But was I really giving myself grace, or was I making an excuse for myself not to do the thing that I said I was gonna do? Which was totally the case, because after enjoying myself on that Friday, I woke up that Saturday and my voice was almost completely gone and my throat was sore. And I'm like, you know what, we had a great time. We were yelling and talking loud, so my voice would be back by the end of the day, which it came back some. But then I woke up on Sunday and I sounded like Barry White. So I literally was so upset, because I'm like, Lord, how long is this going to last? And do y'all know that lasted for a whole week? I sounded like Barry White for a whole week, and I could not get over the fact that I couldn't record my podcast last week because my voice was off, my throat was sore. And I'm like, you know what? This is what happens when you don't stick to the plan. This is what happens when you make excuses for why you can't do something. And this is what happens when you don't have discipline to do the things that you said you was going to do. I was definitely upset about it, but I'm like, you know what? It is what it is at this point. When I get my voice back, I'm going to do what I need to do and get done what I need to get done. So here we are, and I do apologize to y'all, because I know y'all like, we need the last two episodes of the season, and you slacking, and I am slacking. I was slacking, and I'm back on it. So today, we are going to be talking about throwing some D's on it. I don't know if y'all remember that song, Throw Some D's On It. That song was a hit, by the way, but we are going to be talking about having discipline, canceling out distractions, and having a dedication to keep moving forward with your goals and with your plans. So let's jump right in. When it comes to throwing some D's on it, it's definitely discipline, especially as moms. We get so sidetracked on the things that we're supposed to do, and I think it's more of needing to have a solid routine in place to keep us on track and staying consistent. On the days I find myself not sticking to the routine, I find myself having a rough day. It's always something that comes up that isn't supposed to come up, or something happens that isn't supposed to happen, only because I didn't stick to the routine. So having a solid routine in place definitely makes a difference. And staying consistent with those routines also makes a difference in how your day is. And the reason we need discipline is because discipline is going to give you the motivation you need. A lot of times I think we try to find motivation to be disciplined when it's actually the opposite. Having the discipline will bring you the motivation, because as a gym girly, I can actually say I'm a gym girly, y'all. It's been 6 months. And as a gym girly, I've noticed that even on the days I don't want to get up and go to the gym, I still do it. And it's not because I'm motivated to do it. It's because I have discipline now to know that if I don't wake up and go, I'm not going to have the body that I claim I want. So having the discipline to wake up and go has motivated me to keep going, because I'm like, I can actually see the results now. So the discipline has given me the motivation to continue to go every morning and to continue to do my best to eat healthy and do what I need to do to make my body look the best that I want it to look. And the ways we can also stay disciplined is by, like I said, having a routine in place and setting out time for what you want to do and what times you need to get what done. Meaning, if you know your kids have to be at summer camp by 9 o'clock, maybe you wake up at 7 to do the things that you need to do and take out that time for yourself, so that by the time they wake up, you have everything done. All you have to do is get them ready, get them dressed, send them off, and get your day started with whatever you need to get done, whether it's going to work at your 9 to 5 or going back home and finishing out what you need to do for your business. So having discipline definitely is going to be the number one thing when it comes to throwing some D's on it. The next thing you want to do is cancel out distractions. Distractions are sometimes the hardest thing ever to eliminate, because there's all, especially like I said, as a mom, we get distracted so easy. We can literally be in the middle of doing something and that little person will come and ask you questions on top of questions. And once you finish dealing with them, you forgot what you were even doing. You forgot the thing that you needed to get done because you put aside what you were doing to help that person, which is not a bad thing. But that's why we have to have a list of the things that we need to get done as well, because if we have a list, we'll know if even when we get distracted, which sometimes we can't help, we know what we need to look at on the list and go back and finish doing. Social media can be a major distraction for some of us, because I don't know what it is. It's so rewarding when you get on social media and scroll like, oh, let me take a break from my life and see what everybody else has going on. Or if y'all like me, I love the videos that make me laugh. Like, I need a good laugh sometimes. So I'm scrolling and seeing these videos that are funny, and I'm going down the thread and seeing what else I can find that's funny. Or I'm looking up recipes or gym workouts that I can add to my workout plan. I'm always looking at something when I'm scrolling. So if I'm in whatever mood I'm in, that is what I'm constantly scrolling and searching and looking at. And you can get lost in the sauce. You can get so into what you're looking at on social media that you forget how much time you've been on there. Here goes 30 minutes that you lost, or an hour, or 2 hours, or 3 hours. Who knows how long? Sometimes we begin scrolling or watching videos and all these things that we don't even realize how much time we've wasted. And it's time to eliminate these distractions and trying to figure out how we can eliminate these distractions. Meaning, you set a time block on how long you're going to scroll. Once that 30 minutes go off on your alarm, it's time to put the phone down and get back to work. Just making sure that you're staying focused and not letting distractions take over your day-to-day, because it can come, and you don't want a whole 4 hours to go by and you haven't done anything to better yourself, anything to grow your business, anything to make you better as a person. So that is another thing that is important when it comes to throwing some D's on it. And the last thing is going to be having the dedication to do everything you said you were going to do. And that is committing to the version that you said you want to become. And dedication means doing the work even when you don't see the results. Sometimes we be looking for that overnight success, like I talked about before in a previous episode, saying take the stairs. Sometimes we are looking for that elevator method, like, oh, I need this get quick rich thing going on, or I need to see results instantly. And sometimes results aren't instant, like going to the gym. Those results take a long time for you to start seeing. So don't get so caught up in thinking that just because you're not seeing overnight success, you're not seeing results instantly, that you're a failure. No, you're not a failure. You're in the process of building something great. So it's going to take a little time, and it's going to take dedication to keep going and to keep moving forward. And you got to stay committed. Even when life comes your way, even when you have a setback, even in the slow seasons, even when you're in full mommy mode and the things that you want to do, you can't do at that moment. But long as you're being dedicated to go back and do those things, that is all that's going to matter, because you're going to see the results eventually. You're going to reap the rewards from the hard work that you've been doing eventually. So you got to hang in there and stay focused. I know it's hard to stay focused when so much is going on around us, but once you have the discipline to stick to the plan, stick to the routines, and being able to eliminate any distractions, any chance you get, and being able to have the dedication to continue to build even when it doesn't look like you're winning, because every step is a win towards the person and the things you want to see in your life. So that's why I always say celebrate the small wins, celebrate the small things, because those small steps count and they get you to the big wins. They bring the big end results. So don't sleep on the small wins, and just try to stay focused. Always try to remember your why. What is your reason you're doing the things you're doing daily? And why can't you give up? Who is connected to you that needs you to win so they can win? Who is looking up to you for you to keep going so that when they grow up, they can see that all that hard work you did motivates them to do the hard work they need to do to become the person that they need to become, especially as moms, because a lot of times we think our kids aren't watching us, but they are watching us, and they see the things that we do, see the person we are, and they see the things that we don't even realize that they do see, like the hard work we put in, going to work, coming home, cooking them dinner, making sure they're fed, making sure they have clean clothes. They see all these things, so don't think they don't. Sometimes they are too young to see, but when they get older, they do realize, dang, mommy does a lot for us. Mommy is doing a lot for us. And they begin to appreciate that. So throw some D's on it, sis. Don't let distractions take you off course. Stay focused, stay dedicated, and stay disciplined. You've got this. Keep going. I am so proud of you, and I am so proud of the woman that you're becoming. And I hope that you continue to strive to be the best version of yourself. Y'all, that is it for today's episode. Thank y'all for tuning in. And like I said before, forgive me for slacking off. That was definitely on me. And that goes to show that planning ahead definitely makes a difference, because you don't know what can happen later on. And if you just stick to the plan and do the things you said you were going to do, when things come up, you don't have to worry about it because they're already taken care of. But on another note, you guys, I want to let y'all know about my upcoming webinar. It's called Lunch While They Nap. And this is for moms who are looking to start a business or already has a business and just need some help and guidance. I am launching the CEO Mom Method from Idea to Income. And this is going to be an ongoing series of webinars, ongoing series of classes. And hopefully we'll have an event soon to be able to help moms. My goal is to reach more moms on a digital space, and that is why I'm bringing the CEO Mom to life. And we have some new amazing things coming as well, so y'all be on the lookout for that. I will add the link to the bio and to this podcast episode, so you'll be able to go directly on the link and to sign up for this webinar. It is only $1, so y'all be sure to join us. It is going to be on Monday, July 28th at 8 p.m., so your babies will already be in bed, and you'll be able to get in and tune in to the webinar. So I hope you guys sign up and join us, and I hope y'all have a great day. That is it for this podcast episode. Until next time, you guys. All right, sis, that concludes today's episode. I hope you found value in today's topic and that you're able to apply what you've learned today within your life. Remember, the world needs what you carry, so go out there and give it your all today. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode. Until next time.